Profiting from Philadelphia's upcoming papal visit has practically become a competitive sport. Enterprising businesses are selling everything from Pope Francis bobbleheads to special beer. WHYY's Katie Culinary introduces us to the local man behind one of the most popular Pope tchotchkes on the market.
There's a place in the Philly suburbs where Pope Francis hangs out with superheroes and sports stars. It's a one-story building in an office park in Plymouth Meeting. That's where I met the guy who brought them together, Matt Hoffman.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And you brought the Pope with you.
He sets down a plush doll of Pope Francis between two similarly stuffed versions of Ant-Man and basketball star Kobe Bryant. It's not the company the humble pontiff normally keeps, but this union is pretty typical at Bleacher Creatures, Hoffman's company known best for making plush toys that look like popular athletes.
Bleacher Creatures are plush figures. They're a cross between an action figure and a soft toy.
Hoffman did not start out looking to cash in on the papal visit. The idea for Bleacher Creatures came to him 5 years ago during a Phillies game. It was a hot night in August. Citizens Bank Park was packed, and Hoffman was sitting in the stands with a group of friends when he started looking at second baseman Chase Utley and asking himself a bizarre question.
I looked at him and I said, what would Chase Utley look like if he was a Muppet, and would people buy it?
At the time, Hoffman worked for Majestic Athletic, the company based in Easton that makes uniforms for Major League Baseball and sports clothing for fans. When he traveled to stadiums on business, he had trouble finding good presents for his three young daughters.
You know, once you got past a t-shirt, a pair of socks, and sort of a cheaply made mascot, there was nothing to get.
1 year after that Phillies game, Hoffman founded Bleacher Creatures. The company's grown to include characters from Marvel and DC Comics and Rocky Balboa. The dolls are manufactured in China, but the process starts in Plymouth Meeting, where a small team of illustrators and graphic designers spend hours turning well-known figures into cuddly caricatures. In 2013, Hoffman was on the phone with some distributors from France. They were working on a plush version of former French President Nicolas Sarkozy when one of the distributors asked, "What about a plush pope?" Hoffman had no idea that a year later, Pope Francis would announce a visit to Philadelphia.
I literally had a Pope Francis Bleacher Creature prototype on my desk when we found out, and I got a bunch of emails and phone calls, my partners, different customers.
Maybe it's because plush Pope is just so fun to say, or maybe it's how uncanny the doll's resemblance is to the real thing, from its warm, friendly smile down to sporting the same style of cross around its neck. But since hitting the market in late June, plush Pope Francis is the company's number one seller, with more than 50,000 sold across the country. Hoffman says they'll be sold out by the end of this week.
Somebody said to me, "What's your next Pope?" I said, "Well, there's no one out there that has as many fans or followers." So I think when you do the math of how many Catholics are out there and how they've been connected to the Pope, it makes sense he would be our best seller.
The plush is one of many pieces of papal merchandise being sold in the World Meeting of Families online store. Web ads for the doll encourage clickers to shop the Pope. It's a message that, like so much of the merchandising around the papal visit, is in stark contrast to the message of Pope Francis, a staunch advocate for the poor who's criticized unfettered capitalism. Hoffman knows that's what makes Pope Francis and his plush likeness so popular, even among non-Catholics like him.
I think Pope Francis's message is we should be more tolerant. If people are different, we should understand that. Maybe rules need to change for the 21st century, and that's really important to us.
Hoffman vows he has a plan to give some of his own windfall back to those whose lives are considerably less plush. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.